The final score from here in Norman, Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Sooners knock off the UCLA Bruins 49-21. Brian Radke, Derek Rackley with you. Oklahoma is off to a 2-0 start, an efficient victory for the Sooners against UCLA.
Yeah, and I think they're coming into the season, it was, can Kyler Murray fill the shoes of Baker Mayfield? And I think from what we saw today, Ryan, and what has happened through the first two games, I think this offense and this team is in good hands with him playing the quarterback position. He's very comfortable. He's efficient when he needs to tuck down the football and run with it. He is smart. He knows how to get out of bounds. He knows how to slide, as he is also a baseball player. Had really good numbers in this game, 306 yards passing, another 69 yards on the ground, which led Oklahoma, 5 total touchdowns. If they continue to get this type of performance as the competition level rises when they get into conference play, they should be just fine.
Marquise Brown, 4 catches, 88 yards, and a touchdown. Got banged up a little bit. That opened door for CeeDee Lamb to remind everybody how good he is. 7 catches, 146 yards, and a touchdown. On the other side of the football for Oklahoma, questions about their defense. Are they better than they were a year ago? Certainly very good against Florida Atlantic in week one, and it does look like this defense is getting better, holding UCLA to the 21 today, and 7 of those came very late.
A lot of playmakers. They attacked the line of scrimmage. They had 12 tackles for loss and 6 sacks in this game, which will frustrate any offense, and you're starting to see some guys really jump off the page. Curtis Bolton has really had to wait his turn at the linebacker position as a senior. He's making plays. Kenneth Murray, they saw him make plays last year as a freshman. He continues to get better. They got young guys in the secondary that are making plays as well, like Brendan Radley Hiles and Justin Broyles. So they're finding talent all over this team, and they're starting to play at a higher level. UCLA finished with 380 yards of offense. I would say probably 60 or 70 came on the last drive against probably third and fourth string players. So Mike Stoops should be encouraged by the direction that this defense is going opposite of the offense that can score a ton of points.
What does UCLA take away from this game?
They take away the fact that they've got a couple of young players that are going to potentially be really good for them once they get more experience. Of course, their quarterback, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, a freshman that had to play today because of the injury last week to Wilton Spate. Even though they lost by 28 points, there's going to be some good things that come about from what the experience that he's getting. Some of the running backs, we saw Kazmir Allen, we know that he can fly. He's doing some good things for him. It's just going to be hard for them with so much youth, not only in the offensive line, but defensively as well. Hard to compete in that conference when you're doing this with guys that are 18 and 19 years old.
Once again, the final score from here in Norman, Oklahoma 49, UCLA 21. And remember, you can listen to every college football game we broadcast this season right here on WestwoodOneSports.com.